The hearings are part of the environmental impact statements that'll be used to decide whether more train cars full of coal from Wyoming and Montana will be allowed to rumble through Seattle. To get an idea of what this might look and sound like, you can do a search on YouTube. A video we found there shows a coal train barreling up the coast through Edmonds, headed for Bellingham. The Sierra Club is pushing its Power Past Coal message in an effort to keep the trains out of Washington State and the Pacific Northwest. Other environmentalists, as well as some doctors and city officials from Whatcom County and elsewhere, say the trains and their diesel engines will pollute the air with particulate from emissions, which are unhealthy for humans and for ocean ecosystems. There are also worries about pollution because coal cars are uncovered and can spread coal dust. Seattle politicians, led by Mayor Mike McGinn, agree and also argue traffic would be snarled in Seattle and trade disrupted.
It's not merely the impacts where a port might be located. There, you know, as you know, the train line, you know, comes in on the very eastern edge of our state, ends up running down the Columbia, goes through Spokane, ends up running down the Columbia River, taking a right turn and heading all the way up to Bellingham.
But there are also labor representatives who want the high-quality union jobs that building coal terminals would bring. And some argue that if environmentalists get their way, the coal jobs will go to Canada and also the regulatory authority over how the coal is handled. And even if that happened, they say, the trains would still rumble through Washington State's cities and landscapes. The Sierra Club counters that's apples and oranges because the terminals are owned by different companies. And it says Canada could not handle the huge volume of coal exports proposed for the terminal near Bellingham. The scoping hearings are part of a lengthy process that involves five state and federal entities, including the Army Corps of Engineers. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.